Fred Maker's Sarah Paltrinary, wet from swimming, plays her violin on the banks of the Mad River. New to Campton, she's just moved in with Jesse and Sky Bartlett into a small room on the second floor of Dole Mill. The night before, Paltrinary stepped from her new bedroom to join 20 dancers on the mill's old wooden floor at the monthly contra dance the Bartlett's host.
I think it's an important tradition, and it's fun to dance, and as someone who just moved to this town, I appreciate it as a way to meet the community.
The leader of the contra dance band, 31-year-old Jesse Bartlett, one half of the mill renovating team, plays and teaches the fiddle.
My parents are violin makers, and so they started me when I was 2 and a half, and the rule was I had to play until I was 13, and then the day it became optional, I quit.
It took Jesse 3 years, with the help of her father, to make the fiddle she now plays.
I didn't touch it again until I got to college and kind of discovered the contra dance scene and this way of playing music in community.
Jesse met Sky at a music festival in 2010. She had her violin, he had his bones, a percussive hand-operated instrument like the spoons. Hearing Sky play the bones was almost all it took.
Oh yeah, that's what wooed me. Between that and his 1988 Toyota truck, I was sold.
For the last month, Sky's been repainting the mill in old-fashioned barn red. But he has time, with Jesse's help, to show me how the bones work. When the Bartletts bought the mill in 2017, Sky says the building had been for sale on and off for the prior 20 years. When he and Jesse first saw it, the 15,000 square foot building was listed at $130,000.
That sounds like a heck of a deal, doesn't it? It's not until you really start digging into it you realize that the place was more of a liability than an asset. So, you know, there's just a handful of people who were going to be able to buy it and then do anything with it.
With a background in flooring and construction, Sky felt comfortable taking on the job. What they'd do with the renovated building was the next question. Friends and family suggested they turn the huge space into a mini storage.
So we started out saying, well, if all we can do is make the whole thing a giant indoor mini storage, if that's what saves the building and its historic value, then that's what we'll do. If we can do something more fun than that, we'll do that. And once we bought it, you know, we had our plans of, okay, worst case, mini storages.
Something more fun won out over that worst case. And on the afternoon I visit, I attend a car race.
All right, sportsmen, you're up. Wade, Sophie, Alex.
Chris Goodboo's Dole Mill RC Speedway now occupies part of the mill's first floor. Near the oval clay race course are work tables where remote control car enthusiasts tune up their engines.
And some guys come here and just hang out. They always call it the club. That's what everyone calls it. We're going down and tell their wife they're going to the club for the night, you know.
Goodboo says the mill was 5 or 6 years from falling down when Sky and Jesse bought it.
It rained outside, it rained inside. It was in really rough shape, and boy, it's come a long ways. Sky told me right from the start that they wanted to do something unique, and this place is certainly different. I mean, they do the contra dances upstairs and violin lessons and piano tuning and candy store, vintage arcade.
Beside the racetrack, in the main hall of the mill, is Jim Macchio's vintage arcade.
I was at a point in life where I was trying to come up with something to invest some money in, and I said, what do you think about me putting an arcade game in between the track and the bathroom?
Jesse and Sky liked the idea, and Macchio began scouring Craigslist, looking for games he liked as a kid. Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, Space Invaders.
That Asteroids came non-working, and I fixed that. That Pac-Man came not working, and I fixed that. I fix a lot of things by taking it apart, not finding out what's wrong with it, putting it back together, and then it works.
The Zen of Asteroids Maintenance.
And now I'm to the point where I wish it was successful enough that this could be what I did all day.
Sharing the first floor with the Speedway and the Vintage Arcade is the old-fashioned penny candy store and antique shop, run by Sky's mother, Sharon Bartlett.
You know, part of the fun for me is all the people I'm meeting. Prior to this, I worked for a number of years in a clinical laboratory where you talk to tubes of blood and your fellow scientists. So this is nice.
3-year-old Simon Fetzner, with the help of his mother Julie, has 75 cents to spend today. He opens his paper bag to show me what he's got so far.
Tootsie Roll and a few chocolate balls.
For the house just up the street, Julie Fetzner says she and her son walk almost daily to the mill.
And usually every day when we wake up, he says, "Can we go to the red place?" And I have to hold him off for about 3 hours before we can come down here.
With renovations nearly complete, the building has begun to pay for itself. And in a few months, when Iron Jenny, commercial seamstress Jenny Grant, takes over an office on the first floor, they'll be making a small profit. Midway through the contra dance, Sky takes over the microphone. He calls out for Jesse to start the music and then sings out the pattern movements of a square dance.
Want to give us four potatoes, Jesse? First couple out to the right.
To Simon Fetzner, it's the red place. To the men who race their RC cars, it's the club. For Sharon Bartlett and Sarah Paltrinari, and the dancers who dance here, and the musicians who show up to play in the pickup band, it's the place to gather to meet the community.
Well, it's fun to me to think that, you know, it's kind of, it's like retirement for the building. You know, its life used to be work, and now it's old, and its life is, you know, leisure. So, seems like a fitting next phase for a 200-year-old building.
From a life of work to a life of life, Dole Mill has entered its golden and barn red years. Do-si-do, and away we go. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.